This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Lots going on, and we're keeping you up to date minute by minute, second by second. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking about free agent moves as free agent period, the free agent and legal tampering has started, which means, again, some of these deals are being announced. They won't become official until Wednesday, but all this stuff's out there. And the big one for us today is the Falcons making a decision to release and move on from Grady Jarrett. And, Mike, you know, we've been talking about it. Our listeners calling in talking about it. Because I know you feel some kind of way. One side of this is, and we've heard this, what are we doing? He's one of our best players. You have to make tough decisions, and this is part of the conversation we're having today. And I think for where we currently are, we just don't have, Mike, the resources or the wherewithal to kind of pick and choose now and say, oh, yeah, we can afford to do that even if it's the wrong move. From this point on, everything has to be right. You've got to fix what you've got, and everything else has got to fall into place. So, yes, the draft is important, but first you got to fix the money situation that you got yourself tied up in. And I said this to Mike as we started the show. Part of this, and I'm not solely going to blame it on it, but part of this is the Cousins situation. Part of this is the money that you tied up in Cousins in a basically a three-year, $100 million deal that, you know, has put you behind the eight ball, and now you're going, okay, how are we going to figure the rest of this out when you know you're in need to spend some money on your defense?
Yeah, I know that. I swore this week I'm not going. I put it out there. I pinned it to my Twitter account. So you know where I feel about this. You could have really beefed up your defense and just trusted panic. That's water under the bridge. But this Cousins thing is like it's like a bad penny that keeps turning up. It just keeps coming back on us. So guys, the odds of Cousins you getting anything from anyone, including a draft pick, and they taking any money off your hands is not likely, especially as all these other quarterbacks are starting to slot into place around the league for teams that need a quarterback. Now, the Giants, to my recollection right now, Giants still need a quarterback. The Browns could use a gap guy, depending on how they play the draft. You know, again, unless you're going to go get Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, and you know where you're slotted in the top five, you can go get it. But, you know, it seems to me, other than injuries, and, you know, the odds of someone having an injury in minicamp are, you know, next to nothing. So you basically eventually will have to cut him, because somewhere between that post-June 1st and when camp starts end of July, there's just no way they're going to have him in that building. Because he did try to strong-arm him. He basically went over the GM and over the coach and said, I was hurt. I wasn't fine, but you said you were fine. No, I was hurt. And then he goes directly to the owner, cap in hand. Well, maybe not cap in hand. Maybe he said, hey, I'd really like you to take me to a team that could use a quarterback, you know? And what Arthur probably said. I'd give anything to be a fly on that wall. Hear what Arthur said to him there. But either way, here's where we find ourselves at. I mean, guys, if Terry can find a way to move him for anything more than, you know, a dollar, that's a bonus for us in a draft pick.
It really is. If you're just joining us, Sam Darnold has a new home, Seattle. Justin Fields has a new home. He is going to the New York Football Jets. And by the way, for those who don't remember, Garrett Wilson at Ohio State, played with Justin Fields.
Right.
So they know each other pretty well, and that was his quarterback. But nevertheless, so we're seeing all these quarterback movement, which has Mike talking about all the places for Cousins to potentially land, and what are the options for us. More news to report, guys, as we move along through the day, and there will be. As a matter of fact, over the next week, there's going to be plenty of news, but a lot of this stuff is leaking out. And we're getting word about a lot of the deals. And the Sam Darnold deal, by the way, everybody was talking about $50 million with Sam Darnold? 3 years, $110 million with $55 million in guarantees. That's a steal.
I mean, if I'm the 49ers and I'm John Lynch, I go to Purdy's agent.
That's a steal.
You see that? Because to me, that's I mean, I don't think Purdy is worth it. You want to give Purdy a dollar more than that?
Nah.
I mean, to me, that's fair and equitable.
You know how I feel.
No, Purdy,
I can't pay Purdy $60 million.
Purdy's numbers are so pedestrian. As we say, it's kind of like, you know, 19, like mid-80s quarterback numbers, not named Dan Marino. It's nothing impressive. So I would think if you're John Lynch at the 49ers, that's a nice sort of starting off point, or maybe that's where you get to. But yeah, Darnold goes there. We know that Geno goes to Seattle, so two quarterbacks you could argue that have a ceiling. We'll see what does better. But, yeah, the market is kind of slowly but settling. Justin Fields goes to the Jets. What would you say? That was a two-year deal, three-year deal?
Two. 40. Two, yeah, 40 mil.
So, again, guys, where's Kirk Cousins going to – who's trading for Kirk Cousins?
So our buddy Mark Raimondi at ESPN, he covers the Falcons. Falcons owner Arthur Blank released this on Grady Jarrett. And I just want to – you can go read it, but I just a little bit of it. Over the past decade, this is from Arthur Blank, Grady has exemplified true professionalism, leadership, the humility, which represented both the Falcons and the city of Atlanta. It's been an honor to witness Grady's growth, not only as a team captain and a Pro Bowler on the field, as a remarkable individual and family man off the field. So he goes on to praise and talk about Grady, and everything he's saying is right. But the point is, the Falcons felt so compelled, and our owner, Mike, because this doesn't happen with everybody.
Right.
Felt compelled enough to put out a statement to say, by the way, let me tell you how I feel about this particular player. Guys come and go all the time. But this is what we're talking about, and this is why we're asking you, how do you feel about this move?
And by the way, I went back and we looked at the numbers because, you know, as we always say, I don't think you could pay NFL players enough because the only thing you get is guaranteed. That's what goes in your pocket. Everything else, they can pull the rug out from under you. You can get cut, released. We know that. Grady made $87.6 million guaranteed with the Falcons. There was 1 year, and I had to go back and look at it because I want to be accurate. Grady did get franchised after his first 4 years as a fifth-round draft pick.
Wow, I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, I had to go back and look it up. Yeah, Grady got franchised in 2019. He did make $15 million that year.
Oh, because that's when they did the long-term
correct
deal. Gotcha.
And then following up with that one, then again, he did get the franchise tag extension, and he got $38 million at signing. And again, you had the next contract in 22, another $34 million guaranteed. So he has made a total of $87.6 guaranteed from the Falcons. So I know that, as we said, it's hard to imagine a world without Grady because he's meant so much to the team, but these are the hard decisions you have to make when you're jammed up with the cap.
Not bad for a fifth-round pick.
No.
Matter of fact, that's incredible.
And Grady will eventually be in the Ring of Honor, and eventually the Ring of Honor will be in the building, not outside. I know it's there. The Falcons get mad when I bring this up. I'd love to see go in the stadium and see the names up there, right below where I sit on the 300 level. But Grady will be that Ring of Honor guy at some point.
No doubt about it. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll take more of your phone calls this hour, of course, brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, let's talk about what we know. Josh Allen gets a record $330 million deal with 6 years. So basically, guys, this was on top of what he was already owed. If you look at it from this standpoint, he had about 120-some-odd million left on his old deal. You add four years to that, it becomes six. And now you're talking about an NFL record $250 million guaranteed. Mike, it's 55 per, which is tied for the most player for the most of any player behind Dak Prescott. So, in essence, now Josh will be making more than Patrick Mahomes, more than who am I thinking? Deshaun Watson,
right?
We're on a per year basis, more than Joe Burrow, correct? But again, they're tied at the hip, man, and the Bills believe he's the guy that can take them to a Super Bowl. I have no issues with this, Mike. He's played his butt off. He's just been crowned the MVP. They give him the kind of extension that you would expect and puts him in that upper echelon of quarterbacks, man. When we talk about the best five, Mahomes, Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, who else is in there? Burrow. And Burrow's right. not going to the playoffs every year like this dude is. Not winning his division every year like this dude is.
And then Burrow's going to move his money around now to make room for everybody else on that team. You're right.
So that's what we know. Also, Mike, DK Metcalf traded to the Steelers. What did you think about this? By the way, second round, 2025 pick. And then he signed a $150 million extension.
Yeah, and if you look at the annual, George Pickens, he's going to look across that receiver room and see a guy who's making 10 times what he's making. I saw a meme where it was a guy basically having a nervous breakdown. It was supposed to be the Steelers coach. So it's supposed to be Mike Tomlin realizing potentially he could have a locker room with Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, and George Pickens.
Jeez.
So Pickens, some are saying in a perfect world, you know, it's a contract year for Pickens. He balls out. I'm going to guess he's not going to take this that well based on his history. So we'll see. Some would say you may have to move Pickens and then draft a rookie to replace him.
All right. Also, Myles Garrett, guys. Wow, what a turn of events, huh? I want out. Well, how much y'all offering? 4 years, $160 million extension. Mike, he's $40 million per now. It's the most lucrative ever for a non-quarterback. Now, that's going to change. Because, again, I still think a guy like Micah Parsons, who's younger, when he gets his deal. But right now, that's what you're talking about with Myles Garrett. And, oh, by the way, he's back in Cleveland. He's back in Cleveland. Does that surprise you?
No, he really wants to see the Cavaliers take it to the finals this year, Carl. He's a huge Cavs fan. I mean, look, it's weird how it played out there. The open letter, trying to get the meeting with Haslam. Haslam shuts it down, and then they finally sweeten the pot. So, look, if his intentions all along were to stay in Cleveland, well, congratulations. You're the highest-paid non-quarterback.
Yeah. Like, again, Ja'Marr Chase smiling. Parsons smiling. Trey Hendrickson smiling. Because all of this is raising their money up. Also, Davante Adams goes to the Rams for 2 years, Mike. And I'm glad he didn't try to wait and follow Aaron Rodgers.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we said this, I think he's going to ball out there. I think this is a good move for him, and he's got a great play caller in Sean McVay. We know Stafford's going to be back. Guys, Rams going to be good. I think the Rams are going to be right in the mix in the NFC, but we are going to see. But Davante Adams goes there. And then J.C. Horn becomes the highest-paid corner right in our division, Mike, with the Carolina Panthers. And we talked about this to start the show. The Carolina Panthers have money to spend, and it seems like they are going after some major players in this free agent period.
Yeah, we talked about initially. It was funny. We have like NFL insider on insider violence over being accurate. Adam Schefter had him going to the Carolina Panthers. And then apparently Carlton Davis, by the way, goes to the signing with the Patriots. But we found out that Milton Williams is going to go. So is he going to New England? That's official, because initially it was Carolina had him. That's what Schefter had. And then Diana Rossini said he's going to New England. And New England's got all that money.
Yes, they do.
Vrabel's got to pay. Hassan Reddick wound up, by the way, getting traded. You see that?
Yes.
Does a one-year deal with the Bucs?
Yeah. And look, good luck. I mean, honestly, here's the other thing, though. This other shoe is dropped, Mike, and these are two guys we talked about. You just talked about Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Sweat is going to the Cardinals.
Yeah, we now again, you and I debated what would he be here without the supporting cast, and that's a great debate for anybody. Some like to know, it's funny, about less than a week after the Saquon Barkley, a lot of guys in Philly are coming around to say maybe did Howie Roseman overpay for Saquon Barkley. He already had 2 years left on his deal. He didn't have to go that far, but felt that obviously he deserved it. But now it's curious to see how this Eagles defense evolves moving forward. Howie just goes back to the well and drafts some more SEC players. But Arizona goes and gets Josh Sweat.
So Eagles lose Milton Williams to the Patriots, and now Josh Sweat to the Cardinals.